Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right, welcome to the program and thank you for joining us. This is the Moment of Truth broadcast. I am, as always, your humble servant, Michael Boldea, and another week has come and gone. We're still here, sans mushroom cloud, so we're going to get keep pressing on. Things are still happening. Just when she was starting to get a little traction, Nikki Haley decided to drop out of the presidential race. I mean, she had D.C. locked up, and then Vermont just barely. So, you know, I mean, she was getting there. If there were about 3,000 states in the U.S., she might hit 15. But yes, even Nikki Haley, with all her shamelessness, decided the juice wasn't worth the squeeze. So she bowed out, not so gracefully, because, well, you know, that's the problem with certain people. They have no sense of humor. They don't understand joviality. They're always just these sad, morose people looking for someone to point at and go, ha 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 ha, got you. Life's too short. Don't be like that. If you find yourself being one of those people that can't take a joke, if you find yourself being one of those people that doesn't have a sense of humor, you know, take it to the Lord in prayer. Maybe he'll tell you to seek a thing or two. Things are going to get exponentially more interesting, given that there is no longer anyone running in the Republican primary. The last man standing is the last man standing. And for anyone that still goes on about Donald Trump being the Antichrist, you need to grow up. You honestly do. Look, the Antichrist will be a religious figure. He will have such charisma and such power and presence that he'll be able to unite the major religions of the world, the compromised Christians, the Muslims, the Buddhists, the Hindus. Everybody's going to see this individual as a pseudo-god. So stop. Oh, there he is. Look, Donald Trump is not going to be president again. I'm sorry. It's the reality of it. The people that run this country in the shadows, the people that run this country in the background, have already determined that nay, not going to happen. And it's very telling that certain individuals are saying the quiet part out loud. What was it? One of the brain trusts, one of the Rhodes Scholars at MSNBC, Nicole Wallace. If you've ever seen this woman, you understand Insta rage. If you've ever heard her speak, you understand Insta rage. She's just insufferable, an insufferable human being. And I know we're supposed to love everybody. You don't love everybody. Stop. You can't love everybody. That's another lie that's been foisted upon the church. God hates the sinner every day. It's in the book. Now, I can feel empathy, but I love whom I love. I love my wife. I love my kids. I love my brothers in Christ. But Nicole Wallace, I'm sorry. The woman's a dunce. And the things that are coming out of her mouth recently, because they're starting to panic. I think they're so down the ladder. They're so far down on the rung that they haven't been given the memo that the situation is under control. One way or another, we're going to make a go of this. One way or another, it's going to turn out to be what we want it to be. So these people like Nicole Wallace, like the young boy that has the woman's name, what's its face, also on MSNBC. I know she's a woman. I get that, but see, humor helps heal the soul. I forget her name, but it'll come to me. Maddow, Rachel Maddow. the woman who looks like a young boy, she was also in the conversation with Nicole Wallace. And again, when these people start saying the quiet part out loud, it was a slip of the tongue. I get it. She's probably at home whipping herself into a frenzy, going, when's the gall going to come? When am I going to get fired? Because the only reason for these people still having a job, the only reason for these people still getting paid is to be mouthpieces for the system and those running things. They're the propagandists, and propagandists get paid. They have to. But when you slip up this big, Nicole, I think you should probably cut back on your expenses and put a little more in savings. Because I'm telling you, Nicole Wallace is not long for MSNBC. That's the one rule, unwritten rule, but one rule nevertheless. Never say the quiet part out loud. All right? You're supposed to be there, a not-so-pretty face, because let's face it, if you look at the MSNBC roundup, it kind of, you know, they're not being picked for their looks. That's misogyny. Well, the German police are knocking down doors, arresting people for posting misogynistic-sounding memes. So, you know, maybe we're next here. It's not misogyny. But, and however, you don't have to go out of your way to pick the ugliest of the lot. I'm just saying. So Nicole Wallace, never going to be a beauty queen. Never would have been in her prime. Same goes for Mr. Maddow or Miss Maddow. I don't know. Anyway, they were sitting together having a chit-chat because, you know, that's what they do. Intellectual minds coming together, telling you, the simpletons, what you should believe and why you should believe it. MSNBC anchor Nicole Wallace said Wednesday on Deadline that if former President Donald Trump is elected president again, the United States would become a threat to the world order. Slow clap, madam. You spoke the truth unintentionally. And this is why they can't allow it. Because you have people within this government, you have people in authority currently, you have people in the shadows currently that don't want any problems going forward. 2016 for them was a very unpleasant surprise. If you remember, Mrs. Rodham Clinton had already purchased the champagne. She was already untwisting that little metal nib that you have to before you pop the cork. It took them completely by surprise, and some of them still haven't recovered psychologically from it. So they're not going to make the same mistake again. As I've stated previously, in order for Donald Trump to be named president again, he'd have to win the national election by a good 15 to 20 points, and that's never going to happen. The whole thing, the narrative is already being established. Okay? Well, you know, Nikki Haley didn't endorse Donald Trump, so none of the Nikki Haley voters are going to vote for him. Yes, that's right. All of them are going to go to Joe Biden. Surprise, Joe Biden won by 130 million this time. You don't understand the stakes, and so you don't understand how far these people are willing to go in order to ensure their survival, because that's what it is. Globalism has been rejected by the average citizen. Globalism has been rejected by the taxpayers of every nation. Globalism has been rejected by the peons and those who know better. Those who are going to hurt you for your own good get the feeling that unless they pull it off, unless they have a big win, unless they're able to implement their stratagem, the peasants are going to revolt. The peasants are going to uprise. Look at what's happening all over Europe with the stinky farmers and smelling like cow manure with their tractors. You have to understand that the average citizen, if he's at all informed and understands what the vision of globalism is, reject it outright. They don't have to be overtly nationalistic. They just have to love their kids. They have to, you know, love the idea that I worked hard my whole life. I've got the calluses to prove it. And I own a little shack down by the river that I can call my own, even though I still have to pay property tax on it. So you don't have to be, you know, a flag-waving nationalist to embrace the idea of personal responsibility or personal possessions. You don't have to be somebody that, well, my way. No, but the globalist will impose it. And they're scared out of their wits that somehow they can't do enough cheating to retain power in 2024. So back to Nicole Wallace, the face you never want to see waking up first thing in the morning, because if you do, well, you might get to meet Dante, and he'll explain the nine circles to you. I know for some of you, what are you talking about? Well, you read a little, you get a little educated, and you'll laugh along with me, because that's the spice of life. Nicole Wallace said Wednesday on Deadline that if former President Donald Trump is elected president again, the United States would become a threat to the world order. Uh-oh, spaghetti-o. Lady, why would you say something so profoundly true? I know, there's Christians, there's people, I know it, he's the Antichrist. Stop. Because you say these things, you have no credibility, because then it means you have no understanding of who the figure of the Antichrist is going to be. It's not going to be some 80-year-old real estate baron that's likely on his way to the hereafter shortly after Joe Biden makes his exit. You're not. I'm not going to get into this because it gets me angry. Well, it's no longer Prince Charles now? Remember when that was a fad, and then it was some hockey player in Hungary, and then it was some Englishman that moved to Romania, of all places, that tells young men to better themselves. Oh, he's the one. No. Look, the Antichrist is going to be a religiously based figure. Likely not part of any of the major religions, but an amalgam of all of them, that it will please the heads of all of these so they can get behind him and support his vision. So anyway, Wallace said, one of my favorite conversations you had last night were we were talking about sort of the things that were still in the DNA of the two parties, that the Republicans fall in line and the Democrats sort of wait to fall. I think they largely love Joe Biden. Again, spin. Nobody loves Joe Biden. Even Jill doesn't love Joe Biden. She wakes up in the morning next to that wrinkle bag and wonders, what did I sell my soul for? All right, there you go. American prophetic. Even Jill, his dog, they had to get the dog out of the White House because there were like Secret Service people jumping between it and Joe Biden because it was trying to bite Joe Biden or something. What's the dog's name? Trooper, Army, whatever it is. It bit like 16 people already. And they were all trying to, you know, keep Joe Biden from getting bitten, because if he gets bitten, he's out for the count. So nobody loves Joe Biden. Stop, but this woman says it with a straight face, probably thinking to herself, oh, I'm going to get in good with the overseers. I'm going to get in so good. Look at that. Everybody loves Joe Biden. Largely, everybody loves Joe Biden and what he's done. What has he done? I'm driving around these small towns in Wisconsin, and I'm seeing more and more empty buildings than ever before. I'm seeing businesses going under more than ever before. I'm seeing a lot of new faces of a certain pigment that were never there before. And hablan español, sí, sí. And now it's come to light that, guess what, kids? Your government was flying in people secretly to major metropolises. They were secretly flying in illegals. Because, you know, I mean, people might take it the wrong way. Might they? Do you think? Do you think somebody struggling, working three jobs, trying to keep a roof over their heads and their kids fed, might take it the wrong way that people who shouldn't be here are getting free airplane rides and dropped off in places where it'd take them a minute to get to, you know, central United States? Back to the lovable Jose Biden, that Nicole Wallace insists people largely love him. I mean, and all of his policies, oh my. Everything he's done is just spot on. Have you seen the way he licks his ice cream cone? You tard. But they want to be more madly in love with someone or something. It was on display last night. Donald Trump has all this resistance. He's losing like 35 to 55% of the primary voters. Again, gaslighting and building a narrative. Well, you know, he might have won, but he's lost. How? How do you win and lose? Well, none of the, you know, Nikki's people are going to vote for him. Well, then Nikki's people are going to deserve exactly what they get the next 4 years, aren't they? Donald Trump has all this resistance. He's losing like 35 to 55% of the primary voters. But Mitch McConnell falls in line. Mitch McConnell did it until he won't. Mitch McConnell, much like all the other crones and vultures currently in the U.S. Senate and Congress, are political animals. And they see which way the wind is blowing, and they do what they must. But you want to know when the true face of Mitch McConnell comes out? If he's still alive by then, if he's still able to enunciate his words, if he's still able to string a sentence together, when the day he resigns, he retires, whatever you want to call it, the day he says au revoir and auf Wiedersehen is when you will see the true face of Mitch McConnell. And dollars to donuts, kids, that's when he's going to come out swinging, all the angst and resentment that's been boiling there because he couldn't get his way. And that these rubes, these peasants, these people keep voting for this guy that shouldn't be here because he's not a politician. What does he know of politics? Whatever. You can make an argument for that. No, he's not a politician, but for some unexplained reason, they love him more than they love Nikki Haley, more than they love Ron DeSantis, more than they love Ted Cruz, more than they love Tim Scott, more than they love Vivek Ramaswamy, and all the other people that have dropped out subsequently. I know everyone's allowed a loser and a liar. They don't see it. They're blind. Well, maybe, you know, there's some pent-up resentment there that is clouding the judgment. Huh? All right. I'm not even going to get into it because it's not worth it. It's not warranted. Just if you believe that this man's the Antichrist, when November comes and goes and then December, January, probably into February, and you discover that miraculously the dead came out of their graves and voted for Joe Robinette Biden because he was kind to their ghosts. You see him walking around everywhere, shaking hands. That's him trying to entreat the recently deceased community. He's shaking hands with ghosts, saying hello. Vote for me. Come November, vote for me. So when that happens, your narrative's going to die. And then where are we going to look to next? It's not the topic I wanted to get into today, and I'm not going to. I am going to resist my urges to decimate certain ideas because it's not a salvific issue, and you can have your feelings about whatever, but when you start saying that any Christian who doesn't see the truth of this is blinded and Ichabod, when you start going down that route, Daddy's going to come out with a baseball bat, and I know how to swing. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Just, you know, you have an opinion, fine. But don't demonize people who are looking at the situation and going, there is none good, but one is worse than the other. There's that. She continued, Biden wins 98% and like 5% uncommitted, and Dems are still wringing their hands saying, I don't know, will Newsom get it? It's bonkers. That's right, Nicole. You know who writes your paycheck. You grovel, girl. You spit shine those boots. Wallace added, to the degree the country's in any decline, it is the threat of a second Trump term. There you go. It's never their fault, is it? For the last 3 years, it's Trump's economy. Then it was Putin's economy. Now it's the idea of a return of Trump that's making things go from bad to worse. Fabulous. I wish I could be that duplicitous. No, I don't, because then I'd have no heart. I'd be just a ghoul, wouldn't I? Just an empty, vapid thing, just looking for the next person to hand me a paycheck and tell me what to say. How do you want me to spin this, sir? How do you want me to spin this? I had the former Australian Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, and I said, will we still be part of the intelligence sharing? He said, I don't know. Australia? Really? The country that kept their people locked up for 3 years, and now you have the CDC coming out and going, well, you know, you should treat the vids like you treat the common flu. You shouldn't be distancing or separating or, you know, putting a plastic bag over grandma's face because she coughed once. Just treat it like the flu. Thank you, CDC, after how many lives you've destroyed, after how many people died alone, after how many people lost their jobs because they couldn't get it in the arm, because, you know, they thought to themselves, maybe it should be my choice. Remember that whole, it's my body, it's my right. Apparently not when it comes to this. And so I know people. I had a guy who's a cop in Washington State, and he came to a conference right after this thing started. And the guy was beside himself because he only had like 6 years to retirement. He'd put in all this time being a police officer. He loved what he did. He loved the job, but they were mandating that if he didn't get the shot, he'd be fired. And my only advice to him was stall. See if you can drag it out, because eventually it's going to make the turn. Eventually they're going to pull back on this. I don't know what happened. I haven't seen him since. Big, muscular guy. You know, the kind of person I'd like to look at like in my 50s, which I'm never going to do. The Lord blessed us in different ways, but this is what people were going through. They were making decisions that would affect their families for the rest of their lives. Don't ever forget this. I know they want to bury it. I know nobody wants to remember, you know, ancient history from 3 years ago. But this is what they did. This is what they did. So as far as what the Australian, former Australian Prime Minister thinks, or whether they're going to intelligence share, who cares? The moment any country wrinkles its brow at Australia, they're going to come begging for help. What, are they going to empty out their prisons? What are they going to do? A former prison colony, Australia is, and now, well, I don't know. America's becoming a threat, which is a threat to the world order if Trump is reelected. Huh? We've been talking about this. I've been spending hours on end every time I come on here explaining the situation to you. globalism and nationalism. And right now they're realizing that with Christian nationalism, there's no such thing. But if you're a Christian and you understand that this nation was founded on Christian principles, you have the inclination and desire to, you know, keep it at least in the horrible state it's in and not let it fall all the way to the ground. You want to preserve what can be preserved, perhaps even hope to redress. And I know, well, are you on board with the rising phoenix? No, some people can hope, and their hope is going to, you know, turn out to be baseless, because we're not turning this ship around. This nation's not going to repent. I wish I could get on here and give you hope for the future of America, but there is none. It's only a matter of time, the when of it. So, if Trump is reelected, he's going to become a threat to the New World Order, or to the World Order. I don't want to put words in this man's mouth. It is a known known. I don't know if former Defense Secretary Mattis or Mark Milley will come out and say those things, but everyone in the national security establishment who worked in it and was around the first Trump term will tell you that. He's a threat to the world order. And I think that's why the average person likes this man over all the other candidates that were running. Because he's not part of the system. He's not in the know. Nikki Haley won D.C. That should be very telling. Give me a second to take a sip from my delicious beverage, and we're going to continue. I'm sure you heard that. It's one of those cups with like the little tiny hole. You can't really take a big swig. So it has to come out in dribs and drabs. It's horrible. Who invented these things? They just want to torture people. So we're still, what, 6-7 months out from the election? And they're already building the narrative. They're already gaslighting people. And the only silver lining is that these talking heads, these individuals who get paid disgusting amounts of money to lie to your face, are so disconnected from the reality of everything that's going on with the average individual that they can't bring themselves to understand how it is that illegal immigration is at the top of people's concerns when it comes to the next election cycle. If you can't understand it, then you live in a bubble. If you can't understand it, then you're sheltered. And until they start banging down your fence and running roughshod over your security and knocking down your front door, you're still not going to understand it. Oh, why are you being an alarmist, Brother Mike? I'm not. But I ran across this article, and it was because Romanians were mentioned in it that it caught my eye. And again, this is the thing that people who've lived in America all their lives don't seem to understand. Predators will always seek out prey, and they will always seek out the easiest prey. It doesn't matter where on the globe. If they hear about a nation that's wide open, where you can come and do as you please, then they're going to find a way to get from point A to point B because the pickings are good. So Chinese Romanian migrants, I'm assuming they meant Chinese and Romanian migrants, because I don't know of any Chinese Romanians. That would be an interesting combination, wouldn't it? Chinese Romanian migrants nabbed in sophisticated theft ring near border in California. You don't say. Border Patrol agents in California arrested groups of migrants suspected of involvement in a sophisticated theft scheme involving stolen department store gift cards, possession of fraudulent identity documents, and credit card skimming activities. Uh-huh. The pair of independent busts occurred in El Centro Border Patrol sector last week and involved five Chinese nationals in one case and two Romanian nationals in the second. So not all Romanians are perfect. I kid. No Romanians are perfect. Again, humor. You need to have a sense of humor because some people are losing their minds over things that were obviously, demonstrably jokes. Laugh a little. You'll live longer. Early last week, Border Patrol agents near Indio, California, encountered five Chinese nationals at an Interior Border Patrol immigration checkpoint. Agents found the migrants in possession of numerous stolen gift cards and 23 fraudulent Pennsylvania driver's licenses. So, there's a narrative. Allow me to sip again. I know, it's delicious. It's pretty much like mud. I can eat it with a teaspoon. It's glorious. There's a narrative that's been bandied about. And some of it is in Christian circles because you're supposed to love everybody and embrace everybody and welcome everybody. That whole, you know, cat mom thing. That all these people want to do is come to America to work. They just want to come and have a slice of the good old American pie because mama, does it taste good. Anyone who's covered in tattoos, is of military age, comes across the border by themselves, is not coming to America in search of honest work. They're not coming to America to earn an honest day's pay for an honest day's work. They're coming because they are wolves and they heard America is full of sheep. That's the nicest way I can put it because I consider myself an American too. Not all are sheep. I know, because some of you are sitting there playing with your 45, you know, loading ammo and going, what are you talking about? I'm not everybody. But the average American citizen, the, you know, soccer mom contingent, the people that have never seen true violence with their own eyes and believe violence to be only what they see on television. The sheep are far more common in America than the sheepdogs. And the predators have come to understand this. It's easy prey. So that whole narrative, they're just coming over to pick your strawberries and build your fences. Those are here already. I know a couple of them, good guys. They work back-breaking jobs for little pay. For them, it's worth it because they get to feed their families. Anyone that comes across with a wife and a child or a wife and multiple children, I think their intentions are more pure than those that we see coming across the border every day, all day. That for every, what, eight single individuals that seem as though they know how to take care of themselves and have a mean-looking streak in their eye, there's maybe one or two families. When I tell you don't understand what's coming, I'm not trying to make light of it. I'm not trying to call you ignorant. Oh, you think you know everything. No. But I've studied history enough, and I saw what happened when Europe opened up, to understand where this is going, to understand what's about to happen. So it's not that I consider myself smarter than anybody. I've seen this play out before. And eventually, someone's going to have to say no. No, we can't house you anymore. No, we can't feed you anymore. No, we can't give you free money anymore. And that's when you see the mask drop. That's when a lot of people are going to realize that the ones that came to work so you don't have to really didn't. Let's get back to this article, because there's also a couple of Christian things, or things that are happening in Christendom that I want to cover. One of which, a Lutheran college that's holding a drag event featuring alumni performers. So there, now you know how well Lutheranism took to these people. I can't. And another one, just because it's funny, a head-shaking prophetess loses a tooth during head-shaking prophecy. And my question is this. If she were prophetic, wouldn't have she seen that she should have used a little more of that tooth mud, whatever they call it. What did the old people use to keep their dentures in? She should have seen it coming, shouldn't she? I just a thought. I know. It's a mental exercise, if nothing else. So back to this, because, well, why are you picking on the migrants? I'm not picking on immigrants, and they're not migrants. What's the newest term that's being used? Newcomers. Excuse you? Is that what we're calling them now? Newcomers. But this article focuses on newcomers from Romania and China who apparently didn't come here to pick your strawberries or mow your lawn or anything of the sort. They saw an opportunity and they took full advantage of it. So, what was it? They had 23 fraudulent Pennsylvania driver's licenses, a bunch of numerous stolen gift cards, and they were arrested by the Border Patrol. Three of the five Chinese nationals were determined to be asylum seekers released by DHS after entering the United States illegally. Well, I know. Chickens coming home to roost, indeed. In the second case, just days ago, Border Patrol agents near El Centro stopped a vehicle carrying two Romanian nationals. According to the Border Patrol, one of the Romanian nationals was in possession of a valid J-1 visa, indicating the Romanian was admitted to the United States after a petition from a U.S. business for the purposes of training and internship activities, indeed. The second Romanian national in the vehicle was found to be an asylum seeker released by DHS after entering these United States illegally. The Romanian nationals, like the earlier case involving the Chinese nationals, were found to be in possession of numerous stolen retail gift cards. In addition, the pair were also in possession of credit card skimming electronic equipment. The theft of retail gift cards by migrants is not a new phenomenon. Indeed. Tell us more. This just goes on. Of course it's not. Look, and when you consider that this stuff is being done by design, it kind of should make you angry. But I know, Trump's the problem. He's going to stand in the way of the world order. Yeah. Take a step back and analyze the situation, please. All right, before you start believing everything anybody says, Just give it a second and let it sink in. I'm not telling you vote for one over the other or vote at all. I'm going to do my civic duty because I'm going to do my civic duty. I think that if you don't do anything, then you have no right to complain what the next 4 years you're going to look at. If you thought the first four were bad, ooh, doggy. You're in for a treat. But the apprehension of Romanian nationals crossing the southwest border pales in comparison to the surge in Chinese nationals recently experienced. The Border Patrol arrested, that's a lot. They have to cross, they have to come across the ocean. This isn't like a day trip, but so's the Chinese. I get it. But look, the apprehension of Romanian nationals crossing the southwest border pales in comparison to the surge in Chinese nationals recently experienced. The Border Patrol arrested 2,431 Romanian nationals in the fiscal year 2023 and encountered nearly 600 Romanians between October and December this fiscal year. That is a lot of people. Do you understand that if you caught 2,500 Romanians trying to come across in a year, how many, Guatemalans, Venezuelans, Mexicans, all of these North American nations and South American nations. Ooh, that's a lot. According to Customs and Border Protection, the arrest of Chinese nationals at the southwest border continue to climb. And again, allow me to preface and say that these are just the people that got caught. These are just the people that got arrested. These are just the people that weren't smart enough or fast enough to run away from the Border Patrol, because it's not as though the Border Patrol is doing its utmost to stop the tide. So 2,500 Romanians, 2,431 arrested. Wow. Between October and December, listen to this, more than 15,000 Chinese nationals have been encountered illegally entering the United States. In 2023, more than 24,000 Chinese migrants crossed the southwest border, with most being released to pursue asylum claims in the United States. 24,000 Chinese migrants. And it's not easier for them to get to South America than it is for a Romanian. Granted, as far as citizen count, they're a larger nation. According to the source within CBP, not authorized to speak to the media, more than 80%, listen to this, I hadn't even read this article. I just read the headline, Chinese and Romanian migrants nabbed, and I thought, hey, maybe I should talk about it because I've been accused of thinking Romanians are perfect. Well, yeah, only Romanians know it all. No. We have our own detritus, just like any other nation. So, stop. I know some people are trying to find reasons and excuses to be able to ignore the things I say. They're trying to find reasons and excuses to point to something, just innocuous as it might be, to go, ha, I can't believe anything he says. That's right. Ichabod, Ichabod, rising phoenix, here we come. So I get it. All right, that's fine. Whatever you want to do, do. I have to do what I need to do. I have to tell you the truth in love. I have to tell you what the Word of God says. And I have to tell you how I see things unfolding. And when I say how I see things unfolding, I don't try to put a prophetic spin on it. I don't write a book about the latest and greatest prophecies for America. I tell you, this is what I see coming. American prophetic, that's what it is. So, that's a lot. Now listen to this. According to the sources within CBP not authorized to speak to the media, more than 80% of the migrants from the People's Republic of China are single adult males and females. The source says intelligence debriefings yield little information about the Chinese migrants and their purpose for entering. The language barrier is proving to be a challenge, according to the source. Indeed, the volume of migrants crossing from more than 280 countries during fiscal year 2023 negatively impacted the amount of time Border Patrol agents could dedicate towards debriefing individual migrants. So these are just the people that got caught. How many didn't? Huh? What percentage of people do you think get caught at the border? 10, 20, 30, 50, 60? I think it's a lot less than 50 and a lot less than 25. I think an infinitesimal amount of people actually get caught at the border. So if I were to make an educated guess, I'd say that for every one that gets caught, maybe six or seven get through. That's at a minimum. Do some numbers. Tell me how you're feeling about the safety and security of the nation. National security crisis indeed, but it's not from white Christian males. Sorry to break your heart. It's not Christians that are the problem. It's not Christians that are about to wreak havoc upon this nation. They'll get blamed for it. Somehow, they're going to twist it and turn it until you become the reason for it. You didn't show the migrants enough love. And there's going to be dunces on the internet that are going to agree. Yep, that's right. We told you you got to love the migrants and you didn't do it. So now you have to pay. Stop. I don't want to do it. I'm not going to. I'm going to be nice and charitable, gracious and gregarious as I always am. But if you side with the darkness, blaming the church for what's about to come upon America, then we're going to have words, and they're not going to be pretty. Now, and this is the other thing that we're in a season of insanity right now. Socially speaking, at least, culturally speaking, we are in a season of insanity. And the handful of people that are still willing to call things as they are being demonized and marginalized. I've been telling you for years that this entire transgenderism thing is a mental disease. It's demonic, it's perverted, and it's a mental disease. And I may not be alive to see my words validated, but I know that they will be because of stories like this. Doritos, yes, the chips, I know. What do flaming hot Doritos have to do with transgenders? There are probably 15 jokes on the tip of my tongue that I am going to refrain from sharing because I know they will offend somebody. And I know that a handful of you will chuckle so hard that you'll have chocolate milk coming out of your nose. But Doritos fires trans brand ambassador after a tweet about a 12-year-old. 12-year-old surfaces. Huh? It's not a mental illness. They're just not comfortable in their bodies. They're sexual predators who use transgenderism as a mask. They use transgenderism as a means to achieve their ends. Doritos, a subsidiary of PepsiCo, fired transgender artist Samantha Hudson. Dude, your name's not Samantha. It was probably Samuel. As brand ambassador for Spain on Monday after being alerted to a disturbing tweet involving a 12-year-old. Over the weekend, Doritos Spain announced Hudson as a brand ambassador for its product and included Hudson in a 50-second promo called Crunch Talks, indeed. Hudson originally gained prominence through a YouTube channel that discussed beauty, travel, and lifestyle tips, I'm sure. On Monday, several Twitter users, still not going to call it X, I know. I'm a maverick. I'm not going to call it X. On Monday, several Twitter users alerted Doritos to past posts published in 2015 regarding a 12-year-old. This was a male adult tweeting about a 12-year-old girl. But that's okay because he's a girl. Look, he's wearing a wig. It's a woman because if they say they're a woman, they're a woman. They're mentally ill. And you're validating their illness by calling them she. This was the tweet by Mr. Hudson. I want to do thuggish things to a 12-year-old girl. Now, if an adult male would have tweeted something like that out without the illusion of being a woman, without claiming to be a woman, the cops would have knocked on their door and arrested them. Hudson said in the original post, translated from Espanol to English, he said that it was meant to be funny. In the middle of the street in Mallorca, in panties and screaming that I'm a nymphomaniac in front of a super beautiful 8-year-old girl, Hudson allegedly said in another post. Uh-huh. Do I need to go any further? Or are we finally going to call it what it is? Who was it? I saw another article that just bought. The dude that was flashing people at the White House event. Remember him? Her? It? Them? They? Whatever? Zir, zir, zir? Well, now he says his dog is trans too. I'm waiting for PETA to come out swinging. I'm waiting for this individual to try to snip and tuck its dog's privates and have the entire apparatus of people for the ethical treatment of animals just come crashing down on his head. And when that happens, my question is this. Why is it animal abuse when you do it to a dog? And it's not child abuse when you do it to a child. You hypocrites. You deserve the fire that's coming. And anyone that still tries to protect their feelings when you see these sort of stories coming out every single week needs a reality check. Lutheran College holds a drag event featuring alumni performers. Over 300 students in attendance. Now, an alumni is someone that went to that school and graduated, by the way. Just so you understand the levels of perversity that this implies. When they say be careful who teaches your kids, and your answer is, well, they're going to a Christian college, so they must be okay. Just remember this article. Muhlenberg College is a 2,200-student liberal arts college nestled in Allentown, PA. Founded in 1848 by Henry Muhlenberg, the patriarch and primary organizer of Lutheranism in America, it's now affiliated with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. And that should tell you enough to never send your kids to a Lutheran church again. The college has stayed a bit far from their roots, strayed. It's strayed, not stayed, but strayed. A bit far from their roots, exemplified vividly by hosting a drag show featuring college alumni performers and witnessed by over 300 students in attendance. On February 7th, Muhlenberg held a drag show titled Slay Seegers. I don't even know what that means. You know what? Again, mental illnesses. What's it mean? I don't know. It just sounds fabulous. Where over 300 students attended on a Wednesday evening. The show featured Muhlenberg alumni who are also drag performers. And again, these people supposedly graduated college. They're intellectuals. They'll tell you what Jesus really meant when he says, depart from me. Their names are Pink Pancake, Angela Mansberry, Matza Bell, and Petty Cash, alongside a host from the class of 2027, Casanova. Oh, my head hurts now. See, my head hurts. What do we do? What do we do? Do we pray for judgment to come sooner? Or do we pray for God to tarry? Before the show, a tabling fair from student for queer advocacy and voices of strength offered resources on LGBTQIA topics and to speak about their organizations. Indeed, why talk about Jesus at a Christian school? Let's talk about perverts and their perversions and how we can better embrace them. And this, my friends, is the future crop of American spiritual leaders and pastors and pastorettes. Yep, future's looking bright. There's that meme going around where there's this kid that's looking up and going, we're not going to make it, are we? I think that's a foregone conclusion already. So anyway, until next time, I know we dragged on. Here it is, hours up. But I love you anyway. Thank you for listening. God bless you. God keep you. Lord willing, we'll be back next week. And until then, Gino, if you've got anything to illuminate us with, please do so. Now everybody's going to say Gino's Illuminati. Anyway, go ahead, Gene.
Thank you, Mike. Let's go into the Word of God about what Mike just spoke on. Romans 1, 22 to 32. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things, wherefore gave them up to the uncleanness through the lust of their own heart to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Here's the key. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator who's blessed forever? Amen. Now, this is what God allows. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat. And even as they didn't retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over. Here's the absolute key to a what? Reprobate mind. To do those things which are not convenient. They're actually under God's judgment already. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. And the final word about that, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do them, but have pleasure in them. That sums it up right there. And you look at how many adjectives are used for what is involved in when you're debased and reprobate, given over to that kind of conduct. And the Lutheran Church or the Lutheran College leaders are absolutely as guilty as the drag queens. Woe unto them, the Bible says, woe unto them that call evil and evil good. Anyways, thank you for listening to the Light of Truth radio broadcast.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth with Michael Baldea. If you would like to order a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website at handofhelp.com. If you have questions about our ministry, you can email us at handofhelpoffice@aol.com or simply call us at 920-206-9910. God bless you.